I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. My topic this week is unnecessary mistakes in softball, and I hesitate to talk about the first mistake because I'm forced to use myself as an example. In my case, the mistake is lazy base running, an offense of which I was guilty twice in the same week. I'm running two teams in fall ball this year, a Monday night co-rec team and a Wednesday night men's doubleheader team. Last week in the co-rec game, I hit a sharp grounder to the shortstop. As I was running to first, I saw the ball bounce out of the shortstop's glove, and I relaxed and slowed down just a bit. Stupid move. He quickly recovered, rifled the ball to first, and I was out by a fraction of a second. And you know what? Whether you're out by 10 steps or 1/10 of a step, you're still out. That was Monday night. Wednesday night, I was at bat with a man on first and two outs. I hit a liner to short right field, a nice hit. But the guy on first is the slowest runner on our team, and if the fielder had thrown the ball to second, our runner would have been out easily. He wasn't even halfway to second when the fielder caught the ball on the first hop. I was sure our third out was right there at second base, so I slowed down. And you know what happened. The fielder threw to first instead, and I was out by a fraction of a second. One of the main things I preach to my team is to hit the ball and then run as fast as you can to first base. Lock your eyes on first. Don't look at the ball. That's what your first base coach is for. I yell at my players when they watch the ball as they run, so twice in the same week, I broke my own rule with disastrous results. I'd be in big trouble with the managers of both teams if they weren't me. I guess I can rationalize by saying that neither game was close enough that my bonehead base running would have made a difference in the outcome, but that's a stupid excuse, and I hope my teams will forgive me my idiocy. And I'll try not to do that again. Here's another play that has gone against my teams twice in the past 2 weeks. A runner from third is tagged out at home a fraction of a second late, but still called out by the ump. In each case, both teams agreed the ump missed the call. But in each case, the runner was tagged up high on his chest as he crossed the plate, standing up tall. And in each case, he would have been easily safe if he had slid, because the catcher didn't apply the tag low. Though it's common knowledge that tags should be made at the feet, not the head or chest, many catchers, and other infielders for that matter, never learned to get their tags down to ground level. So runners slide under the tag and fielders get the tag down so the runner can't slide under you. This one, by the way, did affect the outcome of the game. Okay, mistakes I've made, mistakes my team's made, mistakes you shouldn't make. Thanks for listening. And for a look at my book and some free articles on adult slow-pitch softball, visit my website, slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.